Today's shiur is a Masechta Nid on Daf Samach Tes. We will begin on Daf Samach Ches Samad Beis, two lines from the bottom of the Yomid, four words from the end of the line with the words Iboy Lahu. Our Gemara is going to have a question on what we learnt in the Mishnah at the end of yesterday's shiur. Let's review the case of the Mishnah. Hazov v'hazov v'shabbat v'atzman b'yom rishon u'matzu Torah b'yom shvi'i u'matzu Torah. Azover and Azover, who checked themselves on the first day of the Zion Nikiyim and found that they were Torah. And they also checked on the seventh day and they found that they were Torah. However, Vishar Yom Shabbain time, Loi Batku. The other days in between the first and seventh day did not check. So we had a three-way machloikis in our Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar said, since they found themselves Torah on the first and the last days, then Harei Mecheskes Tahara, they're considered Cheskes Tahara as if all the Zion, the Kiyim, they would have done a Bedika and not seen anything, and therefore they can go to the mikveh at the end of the Zion, the Kiyim, and they are Torah. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein lem al yom rishon v'yom shvi'i bilvad, all they have is the first and the seventh day. That counts for two of the Zion, the Kiyim, but they will still need another 5 days. Rabbi Kiva, Aimer, Ein lem al yom zayin bilvad, Rabbi Kiva says, that were chayshish that maybe they saw during the Zion Nikiyim, since they didn't check, and therefore the only day they can count is the seventh, because any of the previous days have been wiped away because of the possibility that they did see and they weren't aware of it. And now, the B'nai Yeshiva had a question, and as we're going to see, this question is not in Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, the question is only according to Rabbi Eliezer. Iboyelahu. Hazov v'hazov, Shabbat ka'atzman yom rishon, they checked themselves on the first day. So far it's the same as the case in the Mishnah. However, here is the change. V'yom shmini, they did not check themselves on the last day, on the seventh day of the Zion Nikiyim, but rather they checked themselves only on the eighth day, u'matzu Torah, and on the eighth day they found that they were Torah. V'shar yomim lo batku, between the first day and the eighth day, they did not check. As we turn to the Samach Tesom and Aleph, L'Rab Eliezer Mahu, what will the din be according to Rab Eliezer? So Rashi and Divrei Masvel Mahu explains why this question is not a question according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rashi explains because even though Rabbi Yeshua says that you can count the first and the last day, the seventh day, as two of the Zion Nikiyim, and Rav Yeshua holds that the days do not have to be in order. They can be besirugin. You can jump from the first to the seventh. Even though if the Zava, for example, would have definitely have seen in between the first and the seventh, that would wipe away whatever clean day she had had before. However, since she didn't see anything, it's only a chashash min rabbanan, perhaps she saw. So Rav Yeshua's opinion is that we can still allow the first and the seventh day, even though they are not one after the other. However, explains Rashi, that's only because the first and the seventh have a potential that they could have been both part of real Zion Nikiyim, and that's why I can count both of them. However, even Rav Yeshua, we might in this case, where they only check the first and the eighth day, the eighth day is not part of the Zion Nikiyim. That is, has passed already. So since the eighth day is not part of the Zion Nikiyim, then Avada, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he'll be moida that we don't count the first day. It's only when you have 2 days, the first and the seventh, which potentially could have been a 7 day of Nikiyim, that's when he counts two. But if it's the eighth day, which already missed Zion Nikiyim, then he's moided that you don't count the first day. So in this case, there's no Sharla Rabbi Yeshua would say, all you have is 1 day, the eighth day. And the same would go, of course, for Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva is always worried that perhaps Shema, as Rashi says, Ra Ben Tayin, perhaps she actually, the Zava or the Zav, they saw in between the two end days, the first and the seventh, or in our case, the first and the eighth. Perhaps she saw in between. And therefore, all the days before the last day have to be wiped away, and all you're left with is the eighth day. So therefore, both according to Rabbi Yeshua and according to Rabbi Akiva, in this case that we're having an Iboya, we would only count the eighth day. However, the Shal is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says in our Mishnah that the first and the seventh day, if they checked and they found themselves Torah, we can assume that the days in between were also Torah, and they count for all Zayin Nikiyin. So over here, where it's not the first and the seventh, it's the first and the eighth, Mao, what's the din? Here's the Shaila. Tchilos and Vesoif for being, and do we need the first day and the last day, meaning the first day and the seventh day? Vahacha Tchilos and Nikiyin, you have the first day, where she, the Zava, for example, found herself Torah. But Soifa and Leko, we don't have the seventh day, we only have the eighth day, and the eighth day is not part of the Zayin Nikiyin. So perhaps Rabbi Eliezer will agree that all you can count is the eighth day. Oy Dilma, perhaps Chilasan, that all you really need is the first day. Afal Gav Sheim Seifen, even though you don't have the last day, like in our case where she only checked on the eighth day and found herself Torah. All you need is the first day. That's the Gemara's question. So the Chazon Ish points out that there is a Machloikis Rishonim, whether you actually need the eighth day or not. Do you need a bedik on that eighth day? On the tzad, that all you need is the tchila and you don't need the soif, do you in fact need a bedik on that last day? From the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav, it's mashma, you don't need a second bedik, and yet Rav Eliezer will hold that they're becheskas tohar and they can count all the days as Zayin Nikiyim. However, from the Rambam in Hilchas Nida, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, there the Rambam states that you definitely will need a second bedika on the eighth day. The Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil V'Hacha, the first Tosfos on the Amud, raises the point that if we're going to say on the Tzad, we're going to see soon it's a machlokes between Rav and Rav Chanina, whether in fact all you need is the beginning and not the end, or you need the beginning and the end. On the tzad, that all you need is the beginning, so why didn't our Mishnah say a bigger chiddush? Why does it say in Rabbi Eliezer, the case where we say that the days in between are becheskes tor, and we can count all the days of Zayin Nikiyin in a case of 1 and 7, why don't we have the case even greater, 1 and 8, that even there, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that it's considered as if there has been a fulfillment of all the Zayin Nikiyim. And Tosfos answers, Ein Echanami, that would be a bigger chiddush in Rabbi Eliezer. However, what we would miss out, in, if that were the case of the Mishnah, we would miss out seeing where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva are Mechulik. Because as we mentioned before, in a case where the Zava, for example, checked on the first and the eighth day, there both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua hold that all you can count is the eighth day. So there is no machlokes. The Mishnah wants to point out, says Tosfos at the end of this Tosfos V'Halacha, the Mishnah wants to point out where there is a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. That is in the case of the first day and the seventh day. There, Rabbi Akiva says only the seventh day. Rabbi Yeshua holds you can count the first and the seventh. And Rabbi Eliezer is the one who holds you can count all seven. Ein Echanami in Rabbi Eliezer would have been a bigger chiddush to write a case of 1 and 8, but we would lose out in seeing the machloikis between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva, and that's why the Mishnah didn't say that case. And now we're going to see the machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Chanina in this shaila of a case where she checked on the first day and the eighth day. Amar Rav, he. It's the same din, because he lost enough of Bishen Seifen. Because all you need is the beginning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, even though you don't have the seventh day. And therefore, the din is first day and eighth day has the same halach as first day and seventh day, that the Zayin Nikiyim have been fulfilled, because we say the days in between are becheskas tahara. Rabbi Chanina disagrees with Rav, and he says, no, tchilas and this seifen bein, we need the first day and the seventh day. And hacha, in a case of the first day and the eighth day, tchilas and nikah, you have the first day, but seifen leka, you're missing the seventh day, because the eighth day is not part of the Zayin Nikiyim. And therefore, all you'll be able to count, according to Rabbi Eliezer, will be the eighth day. Meister, I'll ask you a kasha from Abraisa, and this is going to be a kasha. On Rav Shita, who said that 1 in 8 has the same din as 1 in 7. We learned in a brayso, vishavin. They agree. We don't know who the they are, but someone in the machloikis that we just had in the Mishnah, they agree, b'zav, u'b'zav, v'shabat v'atzman, yom rishon, yom shmini. If they check themselves the first day and the eighth day, v'matzah Torah, and they found themselves Torah on both days, she'ein lehem el shmini bovad, they only have the eighth day, man shavin. Who are the two that are agreeing? Lav, is it not Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua, as we mentioned before, definitely holds in this case that all you can count is the eighth day. And now we see, if this is the correct pshat v'shavin, that Rabbi Eliezer also agrees. So this would be a kashan Rav. Rav said that all you need is tchila and not saif, and 1 in 8 therefore has the same halach as 1 in 7. That's not true. We see from this braisa that 1 in 8 does not have the din of 1 in 7. 1 in 8, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only the eighth day. And in this, the braisa is saying Rabbi Eliezer will come out to agree with Rabbi Yeshua. Answers the Gemara Loi, you know who the v'shavin are, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the way Rav learns it, 1 and 8 has he. It's the exact same din as 1 and 7. And therefore, all the days in between are considered Becheskes Tahara, and the Zav or the Zav have fulfilled the Zayin Nekiyah. And they can go to the mikveh, and they are Tor, according to Rav's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. What does the Braisa mean? Veshavin, they both agree that they only have the eighth day. They both agree is Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. Because not only does Rabbi Kiva hold that all you can count the is the eighth day, like he holds that all you can count is the seventh day in the case of our Mishnah, but even Rabbi Yeshua, who argues on Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, will hold that by 1 and 8, since the eighth is not part of the Zayin Nekiyim, you cannot count B'sirugin, you cannot count the first and the eighth. You can only start from the eighth, and Rabbi Yeshua in this case is Maitre Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Eliezer, Rav maintains, will hold like his sheet in the Mishnah, and that 1 and 8 is the same din as 1 and 7. Continues the Gemara, Amr of Sheshes, Amr of Yemir Bab, Amr Rav, Nida Shefrish B'Tahara. If a Nida made a Hefsik Tahara, Bishlishi Shalah, on her third day of the 7 days, so far to Luminion Shiva Nakiyim, she can count that day towards the counting of the Shiva Nakiyim. Ask the Gemara right away, Nida Svira Lamala. The din of Shiva Nakiyim Minatara is only by a Zava. By a Nida, she's able to see Dham up till the last moments of the 7 days. As long as she knows that the Dham stopped, she can make a Hefsik Tahara, and she's able to go to the mikveh, and she is tor. There is no din of shiva nekiyah midoraisa by anida. So what is Rav saying here? Ella Ema, you have to say that we have to change what Rav really said. Rav was not talking about anida, Rav was talking about a zava. Zava shehifrisha b'tahara b'shlishi shalah. A zava who saw dam for 3 days, and she became a zava gedoyla. On that third day, if she knows that the dam has stopped, she's able to make a hefsik tahara, and then seifarta leminyan zayin nekiyim, she can count. It would seem that Rav is saying that she can count that very day where she made the hefsik tahara as one of the zayin nekiyim. Amar le Rav Sheshes le Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba. Rav Sheshes said to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rav kusoy amru l'shmaitzei. Da Amri Yoim Shapisakis by Sefarto Luminian Zion? Is Rav paskening like the Kusoyim? As Rashi brings down, we had earlier in the Masech on Daf Lamed Gimel, that the Kusim, they are the ones that say that the day of Hefsik Tahara can be counted as one of the Zayin Nekiyim. And it turns out that their wives therefore only really count 6 days of the Zayin Nekiyim. And they are tameh when they go to the mikveh, and they're metameh their husbands who have relations with them. Is Rav saying like the Kusim? We don't paskin like the Kusim. How could Rav say that on the third day when she becomes a Zava Gedoyla and she makes a Hefsik Tahara, when the dam stops, that day itself is counted toward the Zayin Nekiyim? We paskin that only the next day after the Hefsik Tahara is counted towards the Zayin Nekiyim. Answers the Gemara, Kikom Rav, what Rav was saying, Eina Chanami was Levar Mishlishi. He didn't mean to say that you could count the day of the Zayin Nekiyim. He meant to say, even though she had just become a Zava Gedoyla, and she made a Hefsek Tara, the next day she can begin counting the Zayin Nekiyim, but he did not mean to include the third day of when she became a Zava Gedoyla. Ask the Gemara, if Rav is saying Bar Mishlishi, that the third day you don't count towards the Zayin Nekiyim, Pshita. So what is Rav telling us? That's Pashit. And so the Gemara, like Shricha, it must be that what Rav is saying is Kegoin, that she did not make, after she made the Hefsek Tara on the third day, she did not make any other Bedika until the last day, until the seventh day. And Rav, therefore, is telling us really two Chedushim concerning the Bedikas of the Zayin Nekiyim of Azava. He told us Hasam, which means the earlier halacha, when he was saying in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer that Rabbi Eliezer is Matar, a Zava, who was Baidik on the first day and on the eighth day, because we assume that all the days in between were Tar as well. And Rav learned in Rabbi Eliezer that the first and eighth day have the same din as the first and seventh day, because all you really need is the beginning and you don't need the end. So Hasam in that halacha, which we learned at the top of the Amud, there is teaching us a chiddush that chilas nafu bishein sefer, that all you need is the first day, even though you don't have the seventh day, because she only checked on the eighth day. And in this din of Rav, he's telling us a chiddush that soifan av pishein chilasan, that even if she only made a bedika following the hefsek tara, which she made 7 days earlier, she made it at the end of the 3 days that made her into a zava gedoyla, even though she made no bedika until the very last day, the seventh day, that is also establishes a cheskes tahara, that she was tar for all the Zayin Nekiyim. And that's what Rav was saying, that a zava shehefrisha b'tahara b'shlishi shalos soifartoi l'minyan Zayin Nekiyim, she can begin immediately after the hefsek tahara on the next day, up till the seventh day, where there were no bedikas made until the seventh day. All those days, that's the Chiddush of Rav, they can be counted for the Zayin Nekiyim, because you only need one bedika, either at the beginning on the first day, or at the end on the seventh day. And why is this a Chiddush? The Ma'ar, the same I would have thought, Chilosan, Afal Pishein, Saifon, Huda Amrinit. When do I say, according to Rav, that one bedika is enough after the Hefsek Tara? That's only if you made a bedika on the first day, even though you didn't make it later. Because then I say, do Kimna Cheskayu, since she already established on the first day that she is Becheskes Tahara, that stays for the duration of the 7 days. Avo Soifon. But if she only made a bedika on the seventh day, Avo Pishein Chilosan Loi, there I would say that she never established a Cheskes Tara until the very last day, the seventh day. So maybe there Rav won't include all the 7 days that she fulfilled the Zayin Nekiyim. Kamash Malon, that you only need after the Hefsek Tara, where you know that the dam stopped. All the woman requires is either a bedika on the first day of the 7 days, or on the last day of the 7 days, and we say that all the other days are considered becheskes tahara. That's the chiddush of the second halacha of Rav. The first halacha teaches us chilasan afal pi she'ein soifan. The second halacha teaches us soifan afal pi she'ein chilasan, as long as the dam stopped and she made a hefsek tahara. It comes out from all the above that Rav Shita is that loy be'inan sipur l'fanenu. Rav does not require that we should be aware that this woman actually counted the Shiva Nekiyim, but rather, as Rav Shita is, that if she counted the first day or she counted the last day, we say that all the other days are Becheskes Tahara, as long as there was no emission of blood on one of the Zayin Nekiyim, and they are considered automatically as being part of the Shiva Nekiyim. And this now will be challenged by the following brisa. Aini, is this so? Asked the Gemara, Vaki Asa Ravin. Omar, when Ravin came, he said the following statement. Mosav Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina asked a question, and we had this Rashi brings earlier on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. we had a certain halacha, and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina challenged that halacha from the Braisa of Taya. And Ravin there said, I don't know what the question of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina was from the Braisa of Taya. The Aruch HaNer says that this line of the Gemara concerning Ravin telling us over the question of Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina and then Ravin saying, I don't know what the question was, is only given here in our Gemara as a way of reminding ourselves of the Gemara earlier on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. It's only providing a frame of reference from that famous Braisa of Taya, but it has nothing to do with our Gemara directly. Now, before we ask from the Braisa of Taya, we need a few Hagdamas. That Braisa of Taya is speaking about a woman who is Taya, meaning she's mistaken. It means she's forgetful. A woman who was pregnant, and she left the city where she was residing, and when she came back, she was no longer pregnant. But she doesn't remember what happened, what she gave birth to, was it connected with a time of Ziva? She's unaware, she forgot. And also, when she came back, during that period, the few weeks after she came back, she did not see any dam. This Braisa of Taya also is of the opinion that Tfila Bizmana is a mitzvah, that a person who has a chiyuv to be toivel, there is a mitzvah to do it as quickly as possible. And therefore, the Braisa is going to determine how many times this woman will have to go to the mikvah. And in fact, earlier on Chav Tes Amid Beis, it was a machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel exactly how many times she will have to go to the mikveh, with the chance that if she goes all those times, she will be going one of the times for the mitzvah of tefillah on the actual day, and she'll be mekayim the inyan of tefillah bizman mitzvah. The machloikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not directly negei our Gemara. What our Gemara is focusing on is the first week when she comes back, how many tefillahs this forgetful woman is mechuyif to make in order to try to have her make the tefillah bizmana. The Bach changes the next word in Eis Aleph to, instead of dikhaimelon, vikhaimelon. After we analyzed the Braisa of Taya, we came to the conclusion in Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis that Shvua Kama, the Asya L'Kaman, the first week when she comes in front of us, B'Leila Simat B'Linan La, each evening, each night, she goes to the mikveh, L'Mashal, if she came to us on Sunday. So then we have to suspect that maybe she gave birth a week ago, last Monday. The end of the 7 days of Tumah for the birth of a Zohar comes out today on Sunday, and therefore she goes to the mikveh Sunday night. So also, she will continue the whole week until the final day, Moitzoi Shabbos, she'll also go to the mikveh. Why? Because since she doesn't know when she gave birth, perhaps she gave birth right before she came to ask the Shaila, today on Sunday. And if she gave birth today on Sunday, then the end of the 7 days is on Shabbos, and she goes to the mikveh Moitzoi Shabbos. In general, in this next Amud, we will be discussing an entire week at a time, and we're not going to go through every day of the week. We'll just go through the first day and the last day. The other days are filled in between. For example, we'll give one example in this case. If she had given birth last Tuesday instead of last Monday, then the end of the 7 days will come out to be this week on Monday, and she'll go to the mikveh Monday night. If she gave birth last Wednesday, then the end of the 7 days will come out on Tuesday, and she'll go to the mikveh Tuesday night, and so on, until finally she even goes to the mikveh, as we explained, Moitzoi Shabbos, because perhaps she gave birth today on Sunday, right before she came in front of us, and then the end of the 7 days will be on Shabbos, and she'll go to the mikveh on Shabbos night. Rashi tells us an important halacha here in Rashi Eini, four lines before the end of this long Rashi, The need of Yoled is Tfilasim Belaila. The Zava Tfilasim Beyoim. What's very important, Nageya to our sugya, is that a Nida and a Yoledes go to the mikveh at night, and a Zava goes to the mikveh during the day. So we tell this woman, this forgetful woman who comes in front of us, you have to go to the mikveh each evening because we think that perhaps you gave birth to a Zachar, and therefore, for 7 days after you give birth to a Zachar, you're Tamei. At the end of that period, you have to go to the mikveh. Then begins the 33 days of Yemei Tayhar. But you have to go to the mikveh at the end of the 7 days of Yoledes of a Zachar. And therefore, as we explained, each day starting, if you came to Beis Din on Sunday, from Sunday night through Motzei Shabbos, each day of the week, you're going to have to go to the mikveh, because we want to make sure that Tvila B'Zmano is a mitzvah, that you're going to the mikveh on the right time. And therefore, if you'll go each night of this week to the mikveh, it'll come out that if you gave birth the week before, it'll come out whatever day you gave birth, you're going to be going on the right night to the mikveh. So the halacha is that you go every night to the mikveh because of a yoledes. But the Gemara points out, b'yamama loymat belinin lo, she does not go to the mikveh during the day, which means that we're not taking into account the possibility that she was a yoledes bezoif. Perhaps she gave birth. But not only do we have to contend about the tumah of leida for 7 days for a zacher, but also, as the halacha is, if she would be a zava and she gave birth as a zava, we also have to contend about the tumah of a zava, and she has to go to the mikveh biyoim. A zava goes not at night like a nidor yoledes. A zava goes during the day. She would have to go to the mikveh during the day, and that the brisa of Toya doesn't go into. It only goes into the ones at night for yoledes, and not during the day for Zava b'yamama loymet matbelin in law. She does not go into the mikveh during the day for Zava. Ask the Gemara on Rav, v'yisalkadatach loy b'inisifur l'faneinu, if you're going to hold like Rav, that we don't have to be aware that she counted the Shiva Nikiyim in front of us, but we can give her an automatic Shiva Nikiyim, so the first week that she comes, b'yamama naminit belinu. Why doesn't she have to go to the mikveh during each day? Because Dilma Yoledes Zachar B'Zoifi. Since she doesn't remember when she gave birth, perhaps she gave birth to a Zachar, and she did it in a state of Aziva. And then the halacha is that you first have to take care of the 7 days for a Zachar, for Yoledes, and following that, you do the Shiva Nikiyim. And in order to understand this question, it's very helpful. The Art Scroll charts table A and table B on 69A3, where in the chart we see the different possibilities. She's coming to us on a Sunday. So perhaps she gave birth to a Zachar 14 days ago on a Monday. The 7 days for the Tumah of Yoledes for a Zachar would end last Sunday. And then begins the Shiva Nikiyim on this past Monday. And the Shiva Nikiyim end today on Sunday when she's coming to Beis Din. And therefore, she would have to go to the mikveh on the Sunday when she's coming during the daytime for the mikveh, which is where she goes after she completes the Zion Nikiyim. We're now going to go to the end of this entire week, and perhaps she gave birth this past Sunday, a week ago. The 7 days for Tumas Yoledes for Zachar ended on Shabbos. The Zion Nikiyim begins on the day that she comes to Beis Din, and then at the end of the week, on Shabbos, will be the end of the Zion Nikiyim, and she'll go to the mikveh during the day as well. And all the days in between the Sunday when she comes to Beis Din and the end of the week on Shabbos, all those days could also have been the final day of the Shiva Nikiyim, depending when she gave birth in the past. Did she give birth on a Sunday, a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday? And that will affect when the Zayin Nekiyim end. But if we have a concept that we don't have to be aware of the Zayin Nekiyim, that she counted the Zayin Nekiyim, but we can do it, so to speak, like Rav says, automatically, then we can have a scenario where we would have to tell her to go to the mikveh each day of the first week that she comes back, because maybe she was Yoledes Bezoiv, and therefore, to make sure that she's going to the mikveh Bizmana, which, because Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah, she would have to go each and every day of the first week that she came back during the day. So why aren't we worried about that? Why do we only tell her to go because of Yoledes? Why don't we tell her to go to the mikveh during the day because of Ziva? Dilma Zachar B'Zayiv Hiva Avdala Sipurin. So why aren't we worried about that? Elav Shemamina, this is a proof being a Sipurin B'Faneinu. Lachar, it's a proof against Rav. We can't give her automatic Shivan Nekiyim that she counted when it was in the past week, when she was not Lefaneinu. We have to be aware that she actually did design Nekiyim. So if so, Lechaira, from the Brice of Toya, it's a question on Rav. Ask the Gemara, V'lav miyukimna k'Rabbi Akiva, d'amar b'ina sipurin Lefaneinu. Haven't we learned that Brice of Toya, that it's going like Rabbi Akiva? And Eichanami, Rabbi Akiva's shita is that you need Sipurin Lefaneinu. And therefore, we're going to tell her, in case you were a Zava when you gave birth, you have to now, in front of us, count the next 7 days as Zayin Nekiyim, and then you'll go to the mikveh. But you're not going to go to the mikveh every day on the assumption that you had the Zayin Nekiyim when you were not in front of us. That's going like Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva, and Rav will hold like the Rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that the Rabbanan actually argue on Rabbi Akiva, and they hold like the sheet of Rav, that you do not need Sifurin Lefaneinu? The Snan and the Mesaras HaShas and Iskimo says it's really the Sanya. We learned in a Braisa. This Taya, this forgetful woman, it's not speaking about a Yoledes case. It's speaking about that she says, I saw one day a Re'iyah of Dam. And I don't know if it was during the Nida period, if it was during the Ziva period. So Madbil and I saw Tes Tfilois. She doesn't know when it happened exactly. We are Tayvil her 9 Tfilois. Zayin L'Nida, 7 for Nida, V'Trei L'Ziva, and 2 for Ziva. Rashi says that this is speaking about when she came to us in the daytime. For example, she came on a Sunday during the day, so we tell her that you already have to be toivul because of Tfilu Bizmana mitzvah, you have to be toivul tonight, because perhaps today on Sunday was the end of the 7 days of Yemei Nida before you can go to the mikveh, and therefore you will go to the mikveh Sunday night. But also, you would have to go every day of the week, because perhaps every day of the week is the end of the 7 days of Yemei Nida. Even though you only saw one time, but before you can go to the mikveh, you have to wait 7 days for a Nida Midaraisa, and then go to the mikveh. So each day, perhaps, that was the 7th day. And even Moitzoy Shabbos, you'll have to go to the mikveh, because perhaps when you came to us on Sunday, before you came to us on Sunday, you had seen that Re'iyah, and therefore the end of the 7 days is on Shabbos, and you go to the mikveh Moitzoy Shabbos. So you have to go the full week of 7 days because of Tumas Nida. You have to go twice during the day for Ziva, because since you only saw one time, so you're not a Zavik Gedol, you're a Zavik Tana. The halacha by Zavik Tana is that you're Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, that you have to have one clean day following the day in which you saw. So perhaps you saw yesterday, and therefore you'll have to go to the mikveh today after not seeing any more dam. But perhaps you saw today before you came to us as a zava, and then you'll have to go to the mikveh tomorrow. So in this case, when she comes during the daytime, she has to go 7 times at night for nida, and twice today and tomorrow because of Ziva. Rashi points out that if she would have come last night, she would have come Moitzoy Shabbos, then we would tell her to go to the mikveh the entire week 8 times. Because the first night, Moitzoy Shabbos, when she comes, perhaps on Shabbos, it was the end of her 7 days of Nida, which would make her responsible, go to the mikveh, that first Motzei Shabbos. And then she'll have to go every day of the week, including next Motzei Shabbos, because perhaps she saw dam on the first Motzei Shabbos before she came to ask us a shiloh. And then it means that she's seeing on Motzei Shabbos, which is Sunday, and her 7 days of nidus do not end until next Shabbos, and then she goes to the mikveh on Motzei Shabbos. So in other words, if she comes during the day, then the most that we can make her go is 7 times each night. However, if she comes on the night of Motzei Shabbos, then we can even make her go 8 times, because perhaps her 7 days of Nida ended on Shabbos, and then she had to go Motzei Shabbos. And likewise, she has to go throughout the whole week, because maybe the 7 days of Nidus ended during each night of the week, including the last Motzei Shabbos, because maybe she saw before she came to Beis Din. So Rashi points out that if, in fact, when she comes at night, she would have to go 10 times to the mikveh, 8 for Nidu at night and 2 for Ziva during the day. Why did the Braisa say only 9 times? And Rashi answers, because 9 times is psika law. There's a minimum at least 9 times she has to go during the entire week, 7 for Nidu and 2 for Ziva. To go 10 times, that depends. That's only if she comes at night. But if she comes during the day, then she only goes 7 times for Nida and 2 times for Ziva, a total of 9. So since it's not going to always be 10, the Braisa only said 9, but 9 means 9 is a minimum, but there is a possibility if she came during the nighttime that in fact she would have to go a total of 10 times. And the Gemara is going to say this on Amud Beis. We're going to go through this Braisa, and the actual proof that the Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Kiva and hold Loi Be'in and Sipur Lefaneinu as the Sheet of Rav is, we're going to see this on Amud Beis. Continues the Gemara, bringing down the next case of the Braisa. Bein Hashemashas Tomei Reisi, I saw one time, and it was Bein Hashemashas, not Bilanoi Tzor, Yud Aleph Tefilas. Then she has to go to the mikveh 11 times. Ask the Gemara, Yud Aleph, Mayavitatayu. As Rashi explains, how can you ever get to the number 11? The most that you can get to, as we explained before, was a total of 10. If she comes at night, then you have to give her 8 for Nida and 2 for Ziva. So how, by the fact that she saw Bein HaShemashos in the twilight, which is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, why does that make it an extra tefillah to make it a total of 11? We already are saying, for example, Agabe Ziva, we're saying we don't know if she saw yesterday and she'll have to go to the mikveh today, or she saw today and she'll have to go to the mikveh tomorrow. So we are taking into account the possibility of her seeing on one day or the other. So how does the fact that she saw Bein HaShemashos, which we don't know if Bein HaShemashos belongs to yesterday or today, how does that change the equation to make from 10 to 11? The maximum could be 10. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmi Difti, Kigoyin, Shebasa Lefaneinu Bein HaShemashos. She came in front of us during Bein HaShemashos, and as the Rishash says, not only did she come in front of us during Bein HaShemashos, but she says that Bein HaShemashos Tomei Ra'isi. So her coming to us was Bein HaShemashos, and she reports that she saw it Bein HaShemashos, but she doesn't know when. And in such a scenario, Vahavyin Tamni L'Nida V'Tlas L'Ziva, then there will be 8 for Nida and 3 for Ziva. So Rashi explains, how do you get this cheshbon? So Rashi says, the 8 for Nida, Rashi says the cases, for example, she came to us, Bein HaShemashos, of Erev Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos. So she should be Tovel right away Friday night, because maybe now Friday night is Rizman Tefillah, because she saw Nidus during the 7 days before, and the end of the 7 days is right now on Friday, and she's going to the mikveh Friday night. And so she goes through the whole week to go to the mikveh at night, because maybe the 7 days of Nidus is ending that day, and she goes that night. And even next Friday night, she'll also go to the mikveh.
because maybe the Bein HaShemashes that she came in front of us, and we're going here that Bein HaShemashes is not keherifying in a split second, but Bein HaShemashes takes some time. Let's say it takes, according to the Shita, 13 and a half minutes. So during those 13 and a half minutes, before she came to us, she had seen. And we'll say that this Bein HaShemashes, when she saw, was Laila. And therefore, it's considered she saw on Shabbos, and therefore the end of the 7 days of Nidus is next Friday, and therefore she has to go to the mikveh that Friday night. So it comes out that if she goes to the mikveh right when she comes in front of us, because maybe the Nidus ended this Friday, plus she has to go to the mikveh every night, including up to and including next Friday night, that will give you a total of 8 for Nidus. And then Rashi goes ahead and explains the 3 for Ziva. So Rashi explains that since she's coming to us, Bein HaShemashes, and she says she saw it during Bein HaShemashes, she doesn't know which one, so perhaps she saw it yesterday, which is Thursday's Bein HaShemashes, and maybe she saw it, if Bein HaShemashes is Sofik Yom, Sofik Laila, maybe it's considered that she saw it on the daytime of Thursday. And if so, she should be Toivel now when she comes to us Bein HaShemashes of Friday, because I can still consider this Bein HaShemashes Yom, because Tefillah V'Zava has to be B'Yom. So she's going now on Friday during the day for the Ziva that she saw yesterday, Bein HaShemashes, which we consider that she saw on Thursday. And she needs Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She needs one day where she doesn't see any dumb. So she saw on Thursday, and she's going to the mikveh now, Bein HaShemashes, when she comes to us, which is Friday. That's one day. Now, perhaps, right before she came to us, Bein HaShemashes of Friday, perhaps then is when she saw the Ziva. And therefore, if we say that the Bein HaShemashes of Friday is Yom, so that means she saw on Friday. So then, if she goes to the mikveh on Shabbos, it's considered that she was Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So she has to go not only on Friday, Bein HaShemashes, to the mikveh when she comes to us, but she has to go the next day on Shabbos during the day to the mikveh because of the Ziva that she may have seen, Bein HaShemashes, of Friday. But it may be the Bein HaShemashes of Friday is Laila, and then it means she saw it on Friday night, which is Shabbos, and if so, then she needs another day of Shemiras Yom Keneged Yom on Sunday, and she would have to go to the mikveh on Sunday. So going to the mikveh on Friday Bein HaShemashes when she comes is because of the Thursday Bein HaShemashes, and going to the mikveh on Shabbos and on Sunday are both because of the Friday Bein HaShemashes. Because if it's Laila, then she has to wait till Sunday. And if when she saw it, Bein HaShemashes Friday is considered Yom, on that she waits one day till Shabbos. So it comes out that in this scenario, there's a total of 3 for Ziva, 8 for Nida, and that's how you get to number 11. And now the next halacha of the Braisa seems to be a very strange halacha. It states, Loira isi kol ikar, if the woman said, I didn't see at all, but bilin I saw, tezvav tefilos, then we make her undergo 15 tefilos. Amar Rava, when Rava heard this halacha of the Braisa, he said, Hai dina deloi dina. This din, which is not a din, which is a nonsensical din, dina begalchi. You know where they judge such a din? In the city of Galchi, which the Orach says was one of the cities of Stoim. This is a Stoim law. Because there they had a law, the Islay Tura, whoever owned an ox, Liri Chadyayma. As Rashi says, Kol Behema Sa'ir. He would have a job to graze all the oxen of the entire city for one day. The Lesleitura, whoever did not own an ox, Liri Treyoymi, their law was that he has to graze all the oxen for 2 days. Isramilu Yasubar Armota. So there was a case of a orphan, the son of a widow, who had no oxen, and he was given this job of grazing all the oxen of the entire city for 2 days, Yavale Turi. So they forced him to do this job. The people of the city forced him. Ozol Nechsinu, he went and he shechted, he slaughtered all the oxen, And Amar Lahu, he then said to the townspeople in his anger, this Leitura, whoever owns one ox, Lishkol Chad Mishcha, he should come and get one skin. The Les Leitura, whoever does not own any of the oxen, Lishkol Trei Mishcha, he should come and get two skins. Amrilei, my Haida comrade, the people of the city said, what are you talking about? This doesn't make sense. Why should the person who doesn't own any oxen get two skins? Omar Lahu. So this Yosem answered the townspeople, Soifdina Ketchilastina. The end of the din should be the same like the beginning of the din. Just like Tchilastina. Lav, Mandalesle, Adiv, isn't the halacha at the beginning of the din. You said that whoever doesn't own any oxen, he is better, in other words, he is more responsible to graze the oxen because he doesn't just get one day, he gets 2 days. So Saif Dina Nami, the end of the din should be the same thing. Your Stoim law should have the same provision for the end. Mandales Layadif, whoever doesn't own any oxen, he should be better. And just like he has to work harder in the beginning, he should get more skins at the end. Hachanami, so here said Rava, we can ask the same question, that this seems to be a stoim din. Uma hecha da amrat reisi, sagilo ibitesha tvilois, or ibit alef tvilois, where the woman was a toya. She doesn't remember when she saw. She's given either 9 tefillahs or a maximum yud aleph tefillahs, 11 tefillahs. Hecha dekamra e loira isi boye chamesh asrei tefillahs. So if she says, I didn't see it all, she should require 15 tefillahs. Obviously, there seems to be a mistake here in the Brisa, and we have to change what the case of the Brisa is.
Ella, says the Gemara, Emahachi, you have to change the words of the Brisa to state the following. Ra'isi, she comes and says, not like we had it, loy ra'isi kolikar, but rather she says, I saw, bavayani yadeh kamarisi, I don't know, I don't remember how long I saw for, as Rashi says in the second bottom line, Im Echadim Gimel. I don't know if I saw for 1 day, if I saw for 3 days. Ibimei Nido Reisi, if I saw as a Nido. Ibimei Ziva Reisi, if I saw in the 11 possible days of Ziva. And if I saw 3 times, that would make me a Zova Gedoyla. I don't know how much I saw or in what period I saw. In such a case, my Bilan I saw Tesvav Tfilois. Then we make her go to the mikveh 15 times. How do you come to 15? So the Gemara explains, Asoi, come on, be a mama, if she came to us during the day, as Rashi, in the last Rashi of Shavla Nida explained, she came to us on Shabbos, in the daytime. So then, Yavin Allah, Shavla Nida, we give her 7 for Nida, Vitamni, as we turn, to Das Samachtas Amid Beis, Laziva, and then we give her 8 for Ziva. How do we give her 7 for Nida? So Rashi explains, if she's coming today on Shabbos, perhaps she was a Nida, and she saw last Sunday, and the end of her 7 days is today on Shabbos, and therefore, this Moitzoi Shabbos, she has to go to the mikveh for Nidus. Also, she will go every day of the week, and she will go even on Friday night, because perhaps when she came to us on Shabbos, she had seen Nidus before she came to us. If so, when will her 7 days end? At the end of the week on Friday. And then she'll go to the mikveh Friday night. Plus, she goes all the days in between, because perhaps in this past week she didn't see on Sunday. She saw on Monday or on Tuesday or on Wednesday. And that will, of course, affect all the days in between this Shabbos and this coming Friday night. But what do you have here? You have here a total of 7 days for Nida if she came to us during the daytime. And now Rashi explains the 8 for Ziva, which will total 15 altogether. And you can see a very good chart in the Art Scroll 69B1, Table F and Table G, that we have to worry that perhaps this is not Dam Nidus, this is Dam Ziva. And therefore, we have to take into account the possibility that she saw for 3 days, and she's a Zav Gedoyla. And therefore, she needs Zayin Nekiyim. So perhaps, if today she's coming to us on Shabbos, a week ago, Thursday, she began her first day of Ziva. Friday was her second. Last Shabbos was her third.
This made her into a Zovah Gedoyla, and now, beginning last, this past Sunday, she had to start the Zayin Nekiyim. And today, Shabbos, when she's coming to us, which is 10 days after she started seeing the Zovah Gedoyla, today is the end of the Zayin Nekiyim. So today, she has to go to the mikveh during the day. However, she will also go to the mikveh the whole week up to next Shabbos, because perhaps today, when she's coming to us, is actually the third day of her seeing the Ziva. Today is the day that makes her into Zovah Gedoyla on Shabbos. And now she's going to have to count Zayin Nekiyim in the coming week. And it will end next Shabbos, when she will go to the mikveh on the seventh day of the Zayin Nekiyim during the daytime. So therefore it comes out that today, when she comes to us, she goes to the mikveh because of Zava, because perhaps today is the end of the Zayin Nekiyim, and every day this week could be the end of the Zayin Nekiyim, including next Shabbos. So you have a total of 8 for Ziva, a total of 15. But Asoi, come on, Belelia, so let's say she came to us at night, so then Yavina la tamno la nida v'shev la Ziva. Then the 15 is 8 for Nida, as we learned on Amid Aleph, that when she comes at night, we always are toivel her that night, because perhaps that night is the end of the 7 days of Nidus, was during the daytime, and she goes to the mikveh the following night. So she already goes to the mikveh the night she came, but she may have seen the night she came, and then that would mean that this is considered a re'iyah on that day, and it will only end 7 days later, and therefore it will be a total of 8 days. So 8 days for Nida, and then 7 for Ziva. Ask the Gemara, Ziva atamne boya? Ziva, you can never get away from having 8, because as we explained, you have taking into account all considerations. She has to go to the mikveh on the day she comes to Beis Din, and she has to go to the mikveh for another week, because it could be today is the end of the Shiva Nekiyim, and it could be today is the end of the 3 days of Ziva, which would give her another week of Shiva Nekiyim. Altogether, there's 8 days. You can't make it fit 15, even in this case of Balila. Balila, it should be 16. So the Gemara answers, the truth is that you always give her 7 for Nida and 8 for Ziva. So the Gemara says that's also not a good answer, because Beleli Satamni Lanida boy. Because at night, you cannot say, if she comes to us at night, then you cannot give her only 7. You have to give her an 8th one, because she has to go to the mikveh on the very night when she came to us, because perhaps that night followed the Zayin Nekiyim. And then she has to continue a whole week, and she even has to go to the mikveh an 8th time a week later, because perhaps she saw right before she came to Beis Din, and that would necessitate her going at the end of the week. So it's a total, we learned the klal, if she comes at night, it's 8. If she comes during the day, it's 7 for Nida. And Zava is always 8. So how do you get 15 when she comes at night? When she comes at night, it should be 16. So the Gemara answers, Ziva, the psikale, Ziva is always a constant of 8. The loishna ki asa kaman biyamama, loishna ki asa kaman belailya, chashivla. We count the 8 because by Ziva, it makes no difference whether she comes during the day or whether she comes at night. She's always toivled during the day, and as we explained, it'll always come out to 8 times. So therefore, the 8 for Ziva we count. Nida the loipsikale. Nida, however, is a variable. It doesn't always remain the same. When she comes in front of us at night, then we figured out, we had the Rashi on Amud Aleph, that there the case is 8. But if she comes during the daytime, then she only has to go to the mikveh 7 times and not 8 times. So like a Hashivla, he doesn't say for Nida the number 8. So you're right. In a case where she comes at night, it'll come out that she needs 8 for Ziva and 8 for Nida. But since if she comes in the daytime, she only needs 8 for Ziva and 7 for Nida, so therefore we just want to list what's the minimum total amount that you'll have to go to the mikveh. The minimum total amount is 15, 7 for Nido and 8 for Ziva. You're right that if she came at night, she'd have to go 16 times. But we only want to mention that which is the minimum, that for sure that amount she's going to have to go. We don't want to go into the 8th time by Nida, which is a variable depending if she comes during the day or if she comes at night. Since it's not always consistent, that one we don't mention, but you're right, you need 16 in such a case. This brings us to the end of the second brice of Toya, which has nothing to do with your lettuce. It's a suffix of Zava, a suffix Nida. How many times did she have a Re'iyah? 1 or 3 times? Did she come banish Moshes? The various cases that we learned in the Brisa. At this point now, finally, after we've explained the entire Brisa, we're now going to bring the proof that the Rabbanan argue in Rebbe Akiva, and the Rabbanan hold that you don't need Sipurin Lifaneinu.
Says the Gemara of Isal Kedata, Sipur Lefaneinu Be'inan, if you hold like Rebbe Akiva Shita, that we have to be aware that she is counting, and we can't rely on an automatic counting. So Kol Hani Tefilas Lamali. What do we need all these tefilas for a Zov here of the 8? That's only if you're going to say that we're depending on counting days that we were not Lefaneinu, that were not aware to us that she was counting, that we consider them as part of the Zayin Nekiyim. For example, she comes today, and we tell her, today you have to be toivel for Zava. Why? Because perhaps you saw the first Riyah of Ziva 10 days ago, and today is Shabbos, so last Shabbos was the end of those 3 days making you a Zava Gedoyla, and starting this past Sunday, you had 7 days of Zayin Nekiyim. Where was your counting? So you're going that it's like an automatic counting. It's not that it was Lefaneinu that we're aware that she was counting. We're giving her those days. The Rebbe Akiva says you don't give days. You have to know each day that she was counting. So how could she go to the mikveh today on Shabbos? Or if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all those days of this coming week where she's going to go to the mikveh because perhaps she was a zava, that's taking into consideration that there were some days that she counted on her own, not in front of us. But according to Rebbe Akiva, you can't do that. So it must be, according to Rebbe Akiva, let her do everything lefaneinu, let her make the sphere of Zion the kingdom in front of us, and then go to the mikveh. How could we rely on counting which was done not in front of us?
So this is a raya from this long brisa, which we went to great detail to explain, but finally from the case of the 15 tefilos, 8 for Ziva and 7 for Nidus, the fact that we give her 8 for Ziva is an indication that there are those who argue on Rebbe Akiva. They don't hold like Rebbe Akiva, and this is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold, we don't need Sipur Lefaneinu, and therefore we can rely on what happened before she came in front of us. We can consider them automatically days of counting, and Memela, every day of this week, she will go to the mikveh based on those automatic days of counting. This is the Gemara's Raya that the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe Akiva, and Rav will hold like this Shita of the Rabbanan, and the other Brisa where we saw not like that, that will go according to Rebbe Akiva, but Rav is not bound by Rebbe Akiva when he can be Samech on the Rabbanan.
There's no proof from this Brisa that the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe Akiva. Bamis, this Brisa can be going like Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe Akiva here will be mode that there are 15 tefillos. Why? Because Lav Terutziko Matartzina Law, didn't you have to amend the Brisa? Because if you remember, originally the Brisa said that she came and said Loira Isi Kol Iker. I didn't see anything, and on that we had the stomach law that she has to go 15 times to the mikveh, which we didn't understand. So we amended that to say Ra'isi Ve'eni Yoideya Kama Ra'isi. I don't know how much I saw, 1 day or 3 days. You amended the Brisa. So if you're amending the Brisa anyway, I'm going to amend it in a way that Rebbe Akiva could agree with that Psak Halacha. Lav Terutziko Matartzina, didn't you have to answer the Brisa because the simple Halacha did not make sense? So Tritz Ve'ema Hachi. So
I will amend it in a different way. What was the case? Siparti, she said, I counted. Ve'eni yadas, kama sefarti. I know I was counting, but I don't know how many days I counted. I don't know in bimei nidas sefarti. I don't know if I was counting the 7 days of nidas before I could go to the mikveh. Ve'bimei ziva sefarti. I don't know if I was counting the shiva nikiyim before I could go to the mikveh for ziva. Then, in such a case, matbilin lo'isah tezvav tefilos. Then we make her go to the mikveh 15 tefillahs, and here, since on one side there's a possibility that she was counting and she did all the correct counting, then and that's what she's telling us, I did it. It's not an automatic counting, which we assume is good, but rather she's telling us that she did it. So then Rabbi Akiva would be moited that misafik, she has to go to the mikveh 7 times for nidus, 8 times for ziva, and if she comes at night, then she would have to go 16 times, as we learned in the Gemara before. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't work out. Because if it's a case of Sefarti, I was counting, any of that's kama Sefarti, I don't remember how many days I counted. So, chad yoima miya yefshir loy safra. It's impossible that she didn't count at least 1 day. So, in other words, if she comes and tells us she was counting, so at least 1 day she counted. That means the day that she came, we assume that that day she counted. If so, how can you tell me that she needs an 8th tefillah for Ziva? Or a 7th tefillah at the end for Nida? That's all predicated because perhaps she saw on the very day that she's coming in front of the Beis Din with her Shiloh. But if she counted and she knows that that day she was clean and she didn't have any Riyah, so we can't necessitate a tefillah for Nida or for Ziva on the 8th day at the end of the week, or on the 7th day for Nidus, Chosro la tefillah. There's missing a necessity for a tefillah. Elohim say, Eine yoidas im safarti im loy safarti. She says, it's possible I counted, it's possible I didn't count. So therefore, as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, since there's a possibility that she counted, he will require her to go to the mikveh, because he's not working on an automatic Shivanakiyim, but rather he's working on a possibility that she actually counted the Shivanakiyim, and therefore Misafik shall have to go to the mikveh. But we cannot exempt her from any of the days of the mikveh, even the last day, because since she doesn't remember, and it's possible she didn't count at all, so it's possible that on the day she came to us, she had a Riya, and that possibility will require her to go to the mikveh the last day during the day for Ziva and the last day at night for Nidus, because there's a possibility that she didn't count anything and she saw on the day that she came to Beis Din. So in this manner, Rav Acha Bered Rav Yosef is giving a scenario where Rav Akiva would agree that she needs these 15 tefillos, and therefore you have no raya that there is a sheet of the Rabbanan that argues with Rav Akiva. There's no raya that Rav can be soimach on the sheet of the Rabbanan, because perhaps everybody's mited to Rav Akiva, and Rav Akiva has a way of explaining this brisa as Rav Acha Bered Rav Yosef explained.